If you have your Bible, turn with us to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. The Bible says, I charge thee, verse 1, therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. That's biblical instruction. Amen? Praise God. He said it does all these things, biblical instruction. He said, for time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. There's a time coming, he said, when people will not take biblical instruction. We're about there now. These people that, it blessed my heart to hear about somebody, a place where the teachers in schools are looking at the Bible. They respect the Word of God. Amen. Biblical instruction, that's what they used to teach out of. Amen, was the Word of God. If we could only get back there, praise the Lord. He said, but after their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Now he's speaking here of apostasy. He's talking about a turning away of that you know, praise God, you know to be the truth, but we turn from it. Amen? They get to a point, sir, for some reason, that we don't want to hear it. Amen? But he said, but listen to what he says in verse 5. He said, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. In verse 6 he said, For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Paul's talking to him here, and he's talking about something taking place in the last days. And I believe with all my heart we're living in the last days. I believe we're living in a time that we're looking, and we need to be looking to the Lord Jesus Christ, because not long from now, He's coming again. Amen. Just like we preached there Sunday night, He's going to step out with a trumpet and a shout, and this thing's going to be over as we know it. Amen, because God said He's getting us ready. He's prepared us. He's given us His Word. He's given us instruction, preparing us for the last days. And we see Paul as he's talking here, and he's talking about things that's coming in this world, things that's just right on the verge of taking place even as we speak. People are falling away. I've never seen such a time in my life when people are turning from God. They're turning to other things. They're turning to the world and worldliness. When a holy God loves them, would a whole lot rather that they had turned to Him. But we see it taking place. We see a time when people know better and go in different directions. But Paul's talking about this. When they have itching ears, a desire to hear something different. Paul's time, in Acts 17, they was always looking for something new. I want to say, praise God, I'm glad I got something that'll stand the test of time. I got the blessed old book. I got the God of the book. I got the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I got the Holy Ghost of God that speaks to my heart. He shows me right and He shows me wrong. And boy, I tell you, there's nothing like that touch of God upon your life to give you that instruction from the throne of grace. But he says here in verse 16, he said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought, almost home. Almost home. I tell you, I believe the reason the devils are fighting so hard even tonight is because the church tonight, as we know it, is just almost ready to finish up. Brother John, I believe we're just about to dot the last I and cross the last T. I believe we're just about on the verge of hearing that trumpet shout. out and going out into glory. I believe the old devil, he's a fighting hard because he knows that his days are number, and he's trying his best to take as many out as he can. But glory be to God, I'm glad we're not of those that slide back, praise God, and don't go back to where we used to be. Hey, glory. I've done been there, tried that, and they ain't nothing there, amen. That may not be good English, but praise God, it's good sense. Amen. Glory be to God. I remember the day he saved me. I remember what he saved me from. I know where he's taking me to, and praise God, I'm anxious to go. Amen. Praise God, we're almost home. Paul said, hey, listen, he said, just stay in the fight because we're almost home. He said, there's nowhere to quit now. Amen. He says it just gets better farther on. He said, I'm ready. He said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. He said, I'm just about ready to be cut loose from this old world. Amen. I'm about ready to be, hey, I don't know about you, but I'm about ready. I'm looking forward to the day that good God of glory has just cut me loose. Amen. Praise God. Cut them, these ties, praise God, that bind me. And these ties, this old world that holds me down. This old flesh that afflicts me. This old sinful nature, praise God, that I have to contend with. Glory be to God. Just a little while, I'm going to be set free. Yeah. Amen. I tell you, hey, if you're a born again believer, praise God, you ought to be the shoutingest people in the world. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, I preach this right here. You ought to jump up and say, whoa, glory, that's me. I'm almost home, praise God. Amen. Praise God, I've just about finished my journey. Amen. He said, well, preacher, we don't know the day or the hour. Praise God. Yeah, but we, glory to God, God said we ought to look at it like it could be any moment. Amen. Expecting glory to God till he come. Amen. Looking for him, praise God, like before we get out of this service. Praise God, he can split that eastern sky. Praise God, and say, come up hither. Amen. Or to be ready. But you know what's happening? Paul said, you know what's taking place? Instead of people being ready. Paul said, I'm ready. He said, I've been preparing, praise God. And he said, I'm ready. Whenever God's ready, praise God, he said, I'm ready. You know, if we ain't careful, we'll get such a hold on this old world, praise God, and we don't want to be ready. Amen. I believe these old folks ain't going to be ready. They're going to be left behind. Amen. We ought to be loved. Hey, praise God. We ought to love God more than this present world. Amen. We ought to love the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, for what he did for us more than we love the things of this world. And if we don't, we've got something mixed up. Amen. Because it's almost homegoing time. Amen. And I'm looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. But you know what's happening? We're getting bogged down. People are getting tired. Even old preachers, some old preachers is giving up. Amen. They're resigning their church and going just sitting down. Amen. Sitting down, praise God. Well, what's happening? We're getting weary in well-doing. If we ain't very careful, we can get weary in well-doing. And the reason is, as we chase after everything else so much, praise God, we don't have time for God. And we get just a little space of time and we try to pencil him in. Amen? And we get weary trying to find that pencil mark. Amen? Now, preachers, stay with me. He tells them that over in Galatians chapter 6. In Galatians chapter 6, Paul says this to the Galatians. Verse 7, he says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that also shall he also reap. So Paul said, let's not be deceived here. He said, whatever you're sowing for God, whatever you're doing for God, that's what you're going to reap. He said, if you're sowing for God, he said, you'll reap from God. Be sowing for the world, he said, you'll reap from the world, and the world ain't got nothing for you. Everything it has will be burned up as wood, hay, and stubble. He said, for he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. He said, what he's saying here, praise God, is that God's offering us a better crop. Amen. We don't have to take the old seconds that the devil would give us, but praise God, he said we can have those first fruits of God. He said, praise God, because he said, the Spirit, that he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life ever after. So he says to us in verse 9, he said, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Amen. He said, don't get tired of doing good, praise God. Just stay in the fight, amen, because the payday is not today, it's someday. Amen. There's a payday someday. Now, if I guarantee you, if I said, now listen, Brother Scott, if you'll just stay in for the Lord and do what He says according to His Word, praise God, one of these days in a little while, praise the Lord, God, you're going to reap some great benefits. Amen? And I know Brother Scott believes that. Amen? I hope we all believe that. But we don't really act on it. We don't live it out, praise God. Now, let me give you a scenario. You work at a public job and you got a 401k. Amen? You know that retirement fund. That's the thing. They put it back and you maybe put a little back and the company matches it and you build that up for you and you're accounting on that, right? I mean, to you, now listen, to you, that's a real thing. Amen, but I worry about mine. It's going to... This economy, praise God, hey, it's not looking good. But you got that there, and you're trusting that, you believe in that. I mean, to you, that is real. And I'll tell you how real it is. When you get about 65, 67, whatever your retirement age is, or maybe you've already reached it, praise God, you want to reach in there and get you a little of that. Amen? Because you're expecting it. Because you believe it. You've been putting into it. Amen? Throughout all these years. And when you get to a certain age, you get to a certain place in your life, praise God, you expect, hello? You expect to get a return. Amen. I wonder why we don't do the same thing with God. Huh? We don't take His Word, we don't believe it, and we don't act like we expect to get something in return. And He's got, praise God, He said He's given us life everlasting. Life that'll never end, praise God, when we choose Him. When we walk with Him, when we follow Him, praise God. He said He gives us that blessed hope. He gives us, praise God, He gives us a retirement plan, praise the Lord, that's out of this world. Amen. I worked down there worked a public job 33 and a half years. Worked down there where I worked for 28 and a half. Praise God, and set aside a little bit every week. Amen, just a little bit. And then I had my profit share, and they'd put in once a year. And glory be to God, I'm a banking on that to be there when I get older. I'll probably never get to see it, but my wife will. Amen? But I'm expecting it. But I tell you something, I'm expecting more than that, praise God. I'm expecting to see my Lord Jesus Christ. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm not going to get weary and give up, praise God. Hey, I did. Hey, glory to God. I'm just going to keep on keeping on. Amen. To the day that I come to my reward. Ain't no place to quit. Amen. If you quit, praise God, you give up, you forfeit what you're going to be laying up. Amen. She said, let us not get weary in well-doing. For due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. He said, so what we got to do? He said, we can't be weary in well-doing. So what he tells us, James tells us, is that we got to just have some patience. Amen? So we got to persevere with patience. Amen? In James chapter 5, verse 7, he said, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. So he said, hey, don't get weary in well-doing, just stay in the fire. Just keep your eyes on Jesus, praise God. Keep your eyes on Jesus, you got your eyes on the prize. He said, unto the coming Lord, behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. So James gives us a scenario here. He said to be patient and wait for the Lord, for the coming of the Lord. Till He comes and takes us out of here to be with Him forever. Amen? He said, just have patience and wait. He said, just like the husbandman awaits for that precious fruit, praise God, that he's expecting at the end of the season. Amen. He said there's an early spring, an early season, and a late season. He said the time in the early spring when the rain comes. He said there's a time when you'll have to go through some dry spells, through some drought maybe. But praise God. He said just keep your eyes on the fruit, glory be to God, because the fruit, praise Lord, will be there if we have patience. If we just wait upon the Lord, praise God. He said the early and the latter rain. He said wait for the precious fruit of the earth. Amen. That's what God's doing with us, by the way. He's just waiting on that precious fruit. That's me and you. Now, I want you to go tell people, say, well, preacher got up last night and caught us all a bunch of fruits. Amen. But we're heard, we're a blessing from God. Amen. So he said that just like this husband, he said, but be ye also patient. He said, establish your heart. He said, what you need to be too is like that husband. He said, we need to be patient too, just waiting on the Lord. How many times you ever got in a bind, got in a situation, and you just had to stop and just say, okay, Lord. Huh? Say, okay, Lord, this is yours. I don't know. I do it all the time. Amen. I say, Lord, I need some assistance here. Amen. And a stop and a wait. Hey, God, he said, establish in your heart. He said, establish in your heart, praise God, praise the Lord, that God Almighty's real, that He's at ever present help in the time of trouble, and just wait on the Lord. Amen. It's hard to do that. I was talking to somebody last night about that, and it's talking about being patient. And I said, yeah, a lot of times we pray, I said, oh, Lord God, help me. Lord, give me some patience, and I need it quick. Amen. Right now. In a hurry, Lord. I need patience now. You ever have that with your kids? Oh, Lord, help. You got them kids and they're being children. They're being kids. Amen. You don't know whether to kiss them or kill them. Amen. And so you say, Lord, please give me some patience. I need it right now. Amen. But he gives it. But he said, we need to just be patient, praise God, waiting on the Lord. He said, we can't give up. But we just need to pay. Establish in your heart. Establish your heart, praise God, according to God. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. So he says, hey, listen, he said, just establish your heart. Get your heart established, praise God. Just wait patiently on the Lord and realize, recognize, establish it in your heart, praise God, that He's a coming and we're a going. Amen. Ain't going to be as long as we're almost home. Amen. We're just almost home, praise God. It's not going to be as long as it has been. Amen. Jesus left out of here over 2,000 years ago. Praise God, this thing's a playing right into the hands of God. Old devil thinks he's got this, but he ain't got nothing. Amen. The Lord knows exactly what He's doing. Amen. Lord's are setting all these nations and kingdoms up like pawns in a chess game. Praise be to God. And He's the one that's making the moves. Amen. Old Putin may think he's smart, but he don't know nothing, praise God. God Almighty's putting him right where He wants him. Amen. So at one of these days, praise God, He'll move him in from the north, praise God, and put him right where He established for him to be. Amen. But we see what the Lord's trying to do. And you say, well, where do we get these patience? We get these patience by waiting on the Lord. We get the patience. We can wait on the Lord, praise God, because of His sweet Spirit that abides in us. It gives us that Spirit, amen, that helps us to realize, praise God, if you're a child of God, you're almost home. Amen. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 5, the Bible says, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. So he said here, well, how do we have patience? How do we just keep waiting on the Lord? He said, we do it through the Spirit of God. He said, for we, that's me and you, that's believers. Amen. That's believers. He said, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope. He said, so what he said here is that we believers, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope. I mean, that's a faith with expectation for the righteousness by faith. So he says, we just stay in our praise, God. Stay in our by faith. Trust in the Lord, amen, because the Spirit of God that's in us ain't looking for the glory. Returning of the Lord, praise God, when He comes and He delivers us, glory be to God, in a righteous faith. Amen. To the end of this thing. So because we're almost home. We're about to wrap it up. We're about to finish. He goes on in verse 7 of chapter 5, Galatians 5. He said, you did run well. But he said, but for some reason, he said, you've got weary in well-doing. He said, you did run well, but Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? He said, what sidetracked you? He said, you was dialed in on the truth. He said, but you took your eyes off the truth. See what happened? The Bible tells that truth sets us free. Amen. Truth gives us that liberty, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need that truth, amen, in order to persevere. And we get that when we wait patiently for the Spirit of God to speak to our heart. When we're listening for God. Amen. He said, who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? He said, this persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. He said, it didn't. He said, the persuasion to not follow God, it come from some other place. He said, we just got to persevere. He said, we just can't be weary in well-doing. Amen. We just have to wait on the Spirit of God. Amen. With patience. Amen. We got to wait patiently upon the Lord. He said, why? Because a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. He said, a little sin, praise God, to get in if we ain't careful. But praise God, he said, we're almost home, praise God. And he said, we don't have no room for that now. He said, there's no place for that now. He said, that'll hinder us, amen, and keep us from our goal. I don't know about you, praise God, but I'm a looking for glory. Amen. I'm looking for the Spirit. Amen. I'm waiting with hope, praise God, unto a righteousness and to a faith, praise God, that's forever settled in heaven. Amen. It's settled in glory, praise God, and I'm looking for that glorious appearing. So what Paul's telling us here, amen, is praise God, he said that this thing is just that walk in the Lord. And he goes on in Galatians 5:16, and he said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Praise God. He said that you're almost home, praise God. He said there's only one way to walk. And he said that's a walk in the Spirit. He said because the Spirit of God, praise God, will not deceive you. The Spirit of God will lead you and not leave you. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Praise God, if I trust in myself, self gets me in more trouble. Amen. But praise God, the Spirit of God, He keeps me out of trouble. He goes on and said, verse 17, he said, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. You ever realize that? The flesh gives us a fit. It wants to go in different directions than the Spirit. And these are contrary to one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. He said, but if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. He says, what we got to do, just wait patiently on the Lord, realizing, praise God, that this journey is just about finished. We're almost home, praise God. And so we just stay with the Spirit of God. We listen to God. We mind God. We walk with God. We talk to God. Amen. We've been led by God. Amen. Through the Spirit, praise God, till we get home. Amen. And I'm glad because He knows the way. Amen. He knows the way. I was talking, I was thinking about that thing. Hey, was a lady, said, boy, I said, I really like your tie. I said, well, thank you. I said, this fella here, I said, he wears lots of hats. She said, excuse me? I said, this fella, she said, you mean Jesus? I said, yeah. I said, did you know Jesus is a ladder? Amen. I said, this is one of the most important people ever. He's a ladder. I said, Jacob said he reached from heaven to earth, praise God. And the angels was a descending, ascending, praise God, upon this ladder. Said, Jesus was a ladder. I said, John 10 says, this man right here said he was a door. He said, if any man enter in, praise God. Hey, listen, Jesus Christ is a door. So not only is a ladder, not only is a door, but praise God, He's also the way. Yeah. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, praise God. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Yeah. I said, did you realize, praise God, that man was all those things? Amen, praise the Lord. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying glory be to God. Just trust and believe in faith because I'm almost home. Amen. If I'm going to get there, I'm going to get there through the blood that was shed by my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's going to deliver me safe over in yonder shore. So you see why Paul was so excited. I mean, he was excited when he was talking to him here to young Timothy. He was telling him in 2 Timothy, Paul's getting ready to go out of here. Amen. He was writing his last letter to Timothy. He was writing his last letter, I believe, period. Amen. He was gearing up for something that he had held in high expectation. Paul said, I am persuaded that God, he's able to keep that I've committed to him. See, that's why Paul could persevere. That's why Paul didn't get weary in well-doing. That's why Paul had patience, praise God. That's why Paul was waiting on the Lord. That's why Paul was being led of the Spirit. Because he had high expectations of the Lord. Amen? Sometimes I believe our expectations ain't high enough. We're looking through a glass darkly. Amen? And I think a whole lot of our glasses really darkly. Amen? But praise God, we need to see the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ because we're almost home. Amen? What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying there ain't nowhere to quit now. Praise God, we just got to pull together, amen. Got to cinch up, amen. The old timers, you say cinch up your bootstraps, praise God, and just go on for the glory of God. Amen. Realize that Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He ain't changed not one whit. Amen. He's the same yesterday and forever, praise God. And when we just trusted Him, amen, realize we're almost home. Every time we fight another scrimmage, every time we win another little battle, praise God, we're closer to home. Amen. Sometimes we look on these little scrimmages we have here in this world and we say, oh Lord, why me? Hey, well, why not me? Amen. Why not me? Praise God, I just come out of them with shout and say, thank you God one more time. Amen. Thank you for delivering me, praise God. When we get hooked up with the right people, we get geared up, amen, with the Lord. Praise God, Paul says, you know what? He said, we ain't of those that go back. We ain't of those that'll quit. We ain't of those that don't have patience to wait upon the Lord. He said, we are those, praise the God, that just keep in the fight, amen, without giving up. No place for surrender. Amen. If we're going to surrender, just surrender to Jesus. Amen. He makes all the difference. He put you with the right people. Amen. He put you with people that love you and that care about you. Amen. That's there to help you. That's there to encourage you, to exhort you and lift you up. Amen. Hey, you young people, if you're hanging out with folks that aren't an encouragement and uplifting to you, you need to chunk them and get you some that are. We need to hang out with people that's encouragers and not discouragers. And we need to be encouragers and not discouragers. We need to be lifting people up, encouraging people. Amen. To stay in the fight, not to quit, not to give up, not to go back. Hey, listen, there's nothing to go back to. Just a bunch of a brokenheartedness back there. But praise God, there's joy unspeakable ahead for a child of God. Paul says here, he said, I'm almost home. In verse 6 of 2 Timothy 4, he said, for I'm now ready to be offered and the time of my departure is at hand. He said, I'm about ready to go out of here. Amen. He said, I've just about had enough of this. Praise God. He said, I'm getting ready to go to the great over yonder. Praise God. He said, I'm looking for a time, praise God, that I've been anticipating all through the journey. What Paul was saying, he said, I've been on a journey for a long time. Now, there's some of us that's been in this, that's been on a journey for a long time. Amen? Been traveling the road, amen? It seems like you've hit every bump and every hump and every bobble in the road. Amen? And some of us look that way. And more of us act that way. Amen? But the journey, praise God, Paul says, listen, he said, I've been a long time in this journey, praise God, but he said, I can see home in the distance. Amen. Hey, you ever think about, praise God, when you go somewhere, you know, you go on vacation and you go somewhere way off and you spend a day driving there and a day driving back and while you're there, you know, you try to rest and have a good time, but praise God, when you get in that car, I don't know about you, but when I get in that car and I get headed towards home, and praise God, and I get to where I start seeing these mountains again, amen. Hey, I know what old Paul was talking about. Amen. He said, I get to thinking, praise God, I'm almost home. Amen. I'm almost back to my house, almost back, praise God, to that place of comfort, a place where I can rest. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's what old Paul was doing. Praise God. He said, listen here. He said, this journey's almost over. He said, he said, I've been on the trip for a long time. He said, I've been journeying for a long time, but the trip's almost over. Amen. I believe old Paul was looking through his spiritual eyes, and he was looking over into glory. Amen. And he could see the lights of home. Amen. Praise God. I believe if we really look hard, Brother Rex, I believe we could just about see the lights of home. Amen. This thing just, we're almost home tonight, praise God. Ain't nowhere to quit. We just got to stay with patience and just run the race. Amen. That's what Paul says. He said, my departure is at hand. He said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course and I've kept the faith. Amen. Paul said, I've been in this thing. He said, I fought the fight. He said, I fought the fight, and I fought the fight with finishing faith, praise God. He said, I believed when I got in, glory be to God, that God was God and that God would always be God. And he said, I just stayed in the fight, praise God, looking for the finish. Amen. That's just like a prize fighter. It gets in the ring and is scheduled to go 15 rounds. Now, if he got in that ring, he thought, well, you know, I'm going to quit after the sixth round. I'm just going to fight six rounds, and I'm going to quit. Huh? Yeah. When that bell rung on that sixth round, he come out there, and he didn't put his fist up. He's going to get his head knocked off. Amen? Yeah. Let's see. But Paul said, you know what? He said, I stayed in the fight. He said, I kept my hands up. Amen. He said, I kept fighting, praise God. I kept working. I kept believing, glory be to God. I kept the faith. He said, I finished with the faith. Amen. He said, I fought a good fight. Praise God. Wouldn't it be nice when we finish up over in glory that the Lord looked at us and said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. He said, you fought well. Don't you know that's what God said to Jesus, praise God, when he got back after his little scrimmage. Amen. Praise God, he fought a fight, and he finished well. How do you know? Because the Bible says, God said, it is finished. Amen. Praise God, what does that mean? It means he kept his hands up. Satan stayed in the fight, praise God, all the way to the end. He finished, praise God. Paul said, hey, listen, if my Jesus could finish his fight, praise God, he said, I'll finish mine too. Amen. Praise God, so he stayed in that fight. Why? Because he was almost home. Praise God. Hey, listen, if you make it through that fifth round, if you're fighting 15 rounds, amen, you make it that fifth round, praise God, you're a third of the way through. Amen. You make it through that 10th round, praise God, you're over halfway through. You're two-thirds of the way through. I believe we're way over two-thirds through. I think we're way over seven-eighths through, praise God. I believe we're just almost to the finishing point. Amen. So we just got to stay in the fight, praise God. Just keep your hands up. Just keep fighting, glory be to God, till we get to the finish. Amen. Praise God, because you make it to the finish, praise God, that's where the prize is. Amen. Paul says, I'm almost home. He said, I'm almost to the finish place. Praise God. He said, I fought a good fight, and I have finished my course, and I've kept the faith. He said, I set out in the fight. He said, I believe God would help me in the fight. He said, I finished my course, that he'd have me to do, praise God. He said, and I've kept the faith. In other words, he said, I finished well. Amen. So he said, what we need to do, he said, I'm almost home. He said, praise God. He said, I finished the fight. Amen. He said, I'm looking for home, a place where I can sing the praises of God. Praise God. I can lift him up and magnify him for all that he's done. So I can magnify and praise God singing that song in glory and being arrayed, praise God, in that city. Amen. He goes on here and he says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Amen. That crown of righteousness, that rightness of God. He said, I'm looking forward to that crown because I'm almost home. He said, hey, listen, do you ever think about you're almost a winner? Amen. You've almost finished. Praise God. Hey, we are winners. I mean, we're almost to the point of getting a prize. We'd be crazy to back up and quit now. Amen. Because we're almost home. We just got to keep on the course, keep fighting, praise God, till we finish so we can finish well. Praise the Lord. He said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Paul said, hey, listen, youngins. He said, just get in here with me, because we're almost home. Amen. We're about to finish this thing up. We're about to get our crown. He said, we're about to get our robe. In Revelation chapter 19, he says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. In verse 19, verse 7, he said, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. See, Paul's a looking forward to a day, praise God. He said, I'm almost home, praise God. He said, I'm going to get a robe of righteousness. He said, I'm going to get a crown of righteousness, praise God. He said, I'm looking forward to a homecoming. Amen. Praise the Lord. When I receive all that God has kept for me over there, praise God, because I'm almost home. Amen. He was looking forward to something that was right ahead. He was looking forward to a glorious day, an unending day, praise God, when there'd be no, amen, there'd be no darkness and there'd be no night. But he was looking for that never-ending day when he made that homecoming, praise God. Hey, Paul said, I'm now ready for my departure. Amen. He said, I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to be with my Lord. Amen. But you know why he was ready? You know why he had that capability? You know why he had that mindset? Because he was settled in his heart that he was going to stay with God. Amen. That he was going to listen to God. He was going to hearken to God. He was going to walk with God. He's going to be led of God. So he had that blessed hope, praise God, that when this thing is over, he said, this is just about finished, Timothy. Amen. I fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. But he said, this thing, mine's about over. He said, you're going to have to pick up the mantle now. You're going to have to carry this thing. He said, but just stay in the fight. And he said, it'll be worth it after a while. Amen. He fought a good fight. Amen. He finished his course. He finished his fight. And he finished in faith. Praise God. Trust in the Lord. Hey, we got all we can do tonight, church, is just put our faith in the Lord. No matter what comes, no matter what happens around us, amen, we just got to put all that aside and just put our faith in the Lord. Amen. Saying, Lord, I know that you promised that you'd take care of me. Amen. Guess what? He will, because he took care of old Paul. Amen. He took care of Paul. He let him finish, praise God. And boy, I tell you, don't you know that there's some rejoicing in heaven? Amen. Praise God. Don't you know old Paul's a having him a time? Hey, he ain't got over it yet. Amen. And guess what? He never will. But we got to keep pressing on, praise God, because we're almost home too. It's not going to be long, just a little while, and we'll be there too. Amen. We'll finish our course. We'll fight a good fight. We'll finish our course. Amen. And then we'll keep the faith, and we'll go home too in just a little while. Home to be with the Lord. And the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Enter into that everlasting life that God's promised. Amen. Praise God, he went to prepare for us from the foundation of the world. Glory be God, that we could partake in that with him. Praise God. Why? Because we're almost home. About to finish up. I don't know about you, but I'd like to finish well. Amen. I'd like to finish well. I'd like to finish just praising God, magnifying his name, lifting him up, encouraging and being an encouragement. Praise God, in a lost and dying world. Amen. It's going to get tough. It really is. It's going to get harder. Because the Bible says there's going to be a great falling away. But let me ask you a question now. Are you going to be of those that fall away? Huh? If we don't settle it in our hearts, you know, there's a whole lot of folks, a whole lot of our folks that said, no, my preacher, I'd never fall away. I'd never quit on God. But where are they at now? You couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen? And this thing's just almost over. It's almost homegoing time. Amen? Praise God, but we don't even know where a whole lot of our people are. They just fell by the wayside. You can't find them you couldn't find them with a search warrant. And they don't want to hear about it. Amen. They're content just to live as they are. But praise God, I'm glad I've got a blessed hope. And I've got amen, I'm almost home, praise God. I'm too close to turn back now. I feel like old Enoch, praise God, and he is walking with God. Got down the road pretty good ways. Amen. The journey. And God says, Enoch, you're a long way from home, buddy. He said, yeah. I said, and it's getting dark. The darkness is closing in on me. He said, well, why don't you just go home with me? Enoch said, all right, Lord, praise God. What if he hadn't have been close to God? Amen. He could have been a whole lot like our folks, been hung out there in the dark. Amen. But praise God that if you're almost home, you just keep on hanging on to the Lord. Praise God, he'll take you right on into glory. Amen. That's our blessed hope tonight. Paul said, that's my hope that I have, is that God Almighty. He said, I'm almost home, Timothy. Just almost finished my journey. He said, just take up the mantle, praise God. Just come on behind me.